Welcome back, Dog Pound. We're joined by, of course, the man, the myth, the legend from Cleveland Browns Daily, Matt Wilhelm.
My man.
Your first OTAs covering the Browns. Your thoughts?
It was exciting. It was good for me to be back out there. You got to figure, I started in the middle of last season. Wasn't able to take in a lot of practices as they were closed. But to get out there and see Johnny, see Coach Pettine and his assistants lead this team and grow this team, even in 2 days, there was a heavy turnover from day one to day two.
All right, as a former player, though, I got to know how important our OTAs. Because we sit here, we talk about this stuff all the time, and I'm like, well, okay, it's offseason. But you're implementing a lot of things, and they're important. Your perspective, though.
They are absolutely very important. And for a lot of guys, they now know that Ray Farmer means business, as a few guys have left the Cleveland Browns, and a few just replaced them very immediately thereafter. But a huge amount of your content goes in right now, and then they have to prove to those coaches and management that they can stay in the league simply by putting on those pads and backing up what they can learn in OTAs with their pads in training camp.
What do you want to accomplish at OTAs? What kind of a tone are you trying to set for a team?
Well, for this defense, it's, again, that graduate level that you've consistently talked about, we talk about on the radio, and you've talked about earlier in the show. But for the offense, it's grasping that John DeFilippo system. They've been walking through things, but to go full speed now and practice together as pros, there's going to be some things that get thrown out. There's going to be some things that you want to add and continue to fine-tune moving forward into minicamp.
All right, you guys both had Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator, on your radio show earlier this week. Here's what he had to say on your show.
Well, we're really trying to zero in, obviously, in the return game, both in the punt return game and in the kick return game, and kind of get that back up to the standard that we've kind of set. And then the other area that we're just trying to do, we got a lot of new guys, and we're just trying to develop them. And that's kind of what this, what they call, you know, the second phase right here, where you get to do a lot of skill development and get some classroom in with the guys. And then when we hit OTAs here, kind of put it all together. So I'm anxious to see where the guys are at once we kind of start throwing all the live bullets at them. No question. I think it's just one of those deals. I mean, we have to do a good job, whether it's in the specialist period or in a team period or if it's in post-practice, getting the guys number of catches, trying to put pressure around them to continue to develop them. And then I think, as I always say, the tape will tell the story, and then the tape will tell you who to play, and I don't think it'll be any different this year. Well, we always say that at the end of the day, we want to be the number one unit in the league. I mean, I think it's just like anything. I mean, you're – as a team, you play to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, but at the same time, we know we got a lot of work to do.
Sure.
And if we can just kind of take incremental steps each and every day to get a little bit better, then we'll set ourselves up to get those goals accomplished. One guy was with Tennessee last year. The other guy was in Philadelphia. Travis, being in Tennessee, he has a good, strong leg, kicks the ball well, gets great lift on the football, and very mentally tough, as is Kerry Spear, who graduated out of Vanderbilt. Like I said, was in Philadelphia, but they're both competing real well. It's a very close competition right now, and kind of eager for this next part. We get OTAs and kind of get the guys around them, see how they respond under pressure. Will kind of be the next test for them.
All right, so we had a chance to hear from Chris Tabor. Before I want to even get into the special teams, what makes him such a great special teams coach? He has survived this is on his fourth coach here, and to have any kind of longevity in the NFL when coaches are coming and going, Chris Tabor must be pretty special.
He has to be doing something right, and I think what he is doing right is teaching young players that give him maximum effort, especially on those return games. He has led the league or been in the top 10 under every head coach, maybe besides last year, which is something that we talked about on CBD, about him revamping that return game, whether it's Travis Benjamin, Duke Johnson, or Tremont Williams, maybe on punt returns.
They've also been great at covering. So last year, our return game on offense wasn't so good, but in terms of covering kicks, we were among the best in terms of covering kicks and punts. Marlon Moore, Johnson Batamosi both had excellent seasons as the team's gunners. But the good news is, and we came out of that interview as well, we found out they're open to trying anything. You got Duke Johnson averaged over 30 yards per kickoff return at the U. Justin Gilbert will get an opportunity to return kicks. He had six kick return touchdowns at Oklahoma State. So getting your best playmakers, getting the ball in their hands, that's going to help this return game.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the kicking game. And the new Browns kickers are going to be challenged with the new, they'll do it in the preseason where we'll see it first, the new extra point rule moving back to the 20. Matt, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm kind of iffy. I'm a traditionalist, so I loved the extra point the way it was because it's the game that I played. But it's going to be very different to watch. It's going to be, you know, weird to see them line up, you know, at the 15-yard line and kick from the 22. And the one thing that, to me, is sort of an oxymoron when it comes to Roger Goodell and the NFL approving this potential rule change is you're adding another competitive play. So that means a collision by those offensive defensive linemen. And as we've learned, with the defensive reward of blocking one and taking it back, you get those 2 points. So you're going to have guys rushing off the edge, and that means, you know, Billy Winn and those edge wing guys on the PAT protection really have to be on their job doing it well. Otherwise, 2 points can go the other way.
Statistically, it shouldn't make that big of a difference. Extra points convert about 99%. If you look at the last few years, from 30 to 35 yards, when you get to line up in the middle of the field, kickers convert about 97% of those. So really, it shouldn't make a big difference. But I'm going to tell you what, I think you're going to see more two-point conversions, because when you kick from the 10, how often is the 10-yard line chewed up? With all the touchbacks now, the 22-yard line, 23-yard line is going to be chewed up every single time on the field. So you're late in a game, in bad weather. Do you try to kick it from there? You might not have good field conditions. Do you go for the two? Do teams want to try to make that mental statement now? Hey, we're going to shove it down your throats, and then we're going to shove it down your tinkin' throats again right from the two. So I think you're going to have a lot of gamesmanship, and it's going to change it. You're going to see a higher percentage of teams go for two now. Even though statistically maybe they shouldn't, I think you're going to see it mentally, because with conditions it could seem like a tougher kick.
So are you throwing your go for two chart out the window and coming up with a new one?
You definitely are. And I think, you know, Chip Kelly, everybody throws his name in that bag of tricks because of he did it at Oregon. He knows he's got a significant playbook just for those two-point conversions. And so I wouldn't be surprised if many other teams implemented that same thing, even guys being signed and used specifically in that role of converting those two-point conversions.
And you're going to have to dedicate practice time to defending two-point plays and going for two-point plays. It's going to change the way teams kind of approach and prepare for this. And it's a live play. You talked about that. Defenses can return these now 4 points. So it's going to change a lot. It's going to make things a little more interesting. You're going to see a team kneel at some point, not even attempt an extra point or a two-point conversion up one late in the game. You're going
to
see that.
It sounds to me, though, like you're creating a job for Tim Tebow.
You definitely are.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it lays out. All right, we're going to come right back. We'll have more Dog Pound Report after this.
Stay tuned for more Dog Pound Report. We'll go right along in the golf cart with Phil Taylor, Chris Kirksey, and the crow, Isaiah Crowell.